Live from CPR News and KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A bill to expand the Colorado Wilderness Area could get a vote in the full U.S. Senate. The Sarvis Creek Wilderness Act would add about 10 square miles to the existing wilderness area in Routt County. At one point, the land had been considered for a ski area, but those plans fell through. Colorado senators recently got the bill out of committee. However, with only weeks left before the end of this congressional session, its likelihood of becoming a law is slim. 10 students in Western Colorado recently completed their training as certified nursing assistants, a first step to providing more healthcare workers in the region. Emily McMahill heads the new CNA education program in Western Colorado University in Gunnison.
I mean, I don't think it's unique to just Gunnison, but certainly in our remote area, there is a significant shortage of certified nurse aides, and that shortage is projected to grow substantially.
The new CNAs will be ready to work in hospitals, medical offices, senior facilities, and home health care. The university plans to offer two new bachelor degrees in nursing in fall of 2025. The executive director of the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District will step down next year after 8 years in the role. Deborah Jordy will transition into senior advisory role at the organization. During her time, she helped secure the district's reauthorization. SCFD collects a tax and distributes the money to more than 300 cultural organizations in the seven-county Denver metro area. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.